Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And before I get to my first guest, I have the marketing and communication specialist for that chamber, Kate Rodriguez, on the phone. Kate, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for having me and some of our members on this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Kate, so much for calling in. How are things going with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Things are going good. We're still, you know, throughout the past few months, been a resource here for our local businesses in Harford County throughout some of these struggles that we've been facing as a whole and in our community. So we're here. You can still sign up and become a member. Any business that does business in Harford County can become a member of our chamber.
And they can just simply go directly to your website and there's a tab on there to sign up?
Yes. So you're going to go ahead to harfordchamber.org and there's a green button that says join us.
So you just go directly to your website, harfordchamber.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. And we'll have a direct link to get to your actual Facebook page and your website. So people can join up right now and sign up now for the upcoming year.
Yep.
So it's easy to do so, and you guys are still doing stuff. I know you're doing a lot of things virtually right now, right?
Yes, lots of virtual events and resources. We have, you know, educational seminars online. We have networking and business card exchange events online. Anything you could really want as a business, we are offering resources virtually.
And you guys are doing something special for small businesses during the holiday season, right, Kate?
Yeah, so all through until December 18th, we are selling Support Local stockings. And this is a wonderful gift to give to anyone on your list. It's a stocking full of gift cards and small gifts and discounts to local businesses here in Harford County. It's actually over $460 value, but it's only a $25 stocking. And you can go ahead and purchase those on our website up until December 18th and pick them up right here at the chamber.
And where exactly are you guys located?
We are located in Bel Air on Bond Street, right next to McGurk's Pub, if you're familiar with Bel Air.
All right. And you can find that address and more information directly on your website, harfordchamber.org. And like I said, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold for more info. So, Kate, I do want to thank you so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And my actual first guest this morning is Michael Newman, the owner for Service Master of Bel Air. I have Michael on the phone. Michael, can you hear me?
I can, Justin. Thank you so much for having me today.
Sure. Thank you so much for calling in, Michael. How are you doing today so far?
Oh, it's been an eventful day. Anytime you're working in the restoration industry, there's always emergencies that need to be taken care of.
Hit the
ground running already.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call in. Of course, you guys are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes. Yeah, we've been a member for a little over a year now. I have really benefited from the exposure as well as the networking that goes on there.
And about how long has your business been around for, Michael?
So Service Master Bel Air has been in business for 33 years.
Okay.
I'm a recent owner of the business. I purchased it July of 2019. So joined the chamber right afterwards, and it's been extremely helpful in terms of getting to know more people in the area.
So as soon as you joined in, you decided to join the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. So if there's a business listening, you would recommend to them to also check out, whether they've been around for a while or they're just starting up?
I would say that Service Master Bel Air had been around for 30 years. The previous owner had been a member on and off, you know, depending on how involved. Actually, the previous owner was kind of an absentee owner at times. It wasn't a member when I joined, and I saw the benefits right away and wanted to get involved. So yes, I would definitely suggest to any local business, whether you're well-established or brand new, the chamber will help open doors and help you meet new people, as well as provide additional benefits for you.
Absolutely. And if you do want more information, you can go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, like I said earlier, at facebook.com/WHGMGold. And we'll have a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have a direct link to get you to your site, Michael, which is simply servicemasterofbelair.com, right?
It is. Yes. There you can see a lot of the different services that we provide, as well as that we're located here in Forest Hill. We are, as a family, my wife and I and the three kids live in Falston, so local to Harford County.
And so for those that might not have heard of your business, can you kind of explain what you guys do, Michael, or what you offer?
Sure. Service Master is a national company, and I own a local franchise here. We're located, as I said, in Forest Hill, and we provide water damage mitigation services. We also handle fire cleanups, trauma, basically any emergency that can happen in your home or place of business. We're there to come in and help clean it up.
So you assist with both business and personal establishments?
Yes, Yeah, we've done a number of commercial jobs. We continue to handle jobs of all sizes. And the nice thing about being part of the Service Master family is that if there's a job that's too big for our local shop, there's other service masters in the area that we can call on and say, hey, we need help. This job is bigger than, you know, the number of employees that I can provide for it or the amount of equipment that I have. And if it's even bigger than that, there's a corporate office that will rally the troops, so to speak, and call in other locations throughout the nation. They actually have semi-trucks prepped and ready to go, you know, anywhere. If there's a natural disaster or if there's a really large loss, they can come and help. So
you have a whole team ready to go. And so what areas do you help out? Is it just Harford County? Is it Harford and Cecil or the surrounding?
Yeah, it's Harford and Baltimore counties is our you know, kind of main territory.
And if something happens to their home and all of a sudden they see that their basement's been flooded or something, they would call you about assessing the damage there?
So there's a number of different ways this can work. You know, a lot of times people will see something happen. They think insurance. They'll call their insurance agent first. Maybe they'll call a claims hotline for their particular insurance provider. Whichever way that the job ends up with us, they also sometimes just go to Google. And so they'll just, you know, water damage in Bel Air or, you know, water damage Harford County and be looking for, you know, somebody that's either highly rated or, you know, first one at the list because, you know, water in your basement, you're not really sure what to do. You just start calling people and hopefully get somebody to come out and help you. Our priority is that anytime we get a phone call, however the job is assigned to us or we get a call saying that there's water damage or there's been a fire, you know, our main job is to get there and to reassure these people that we're gonna get them back to normal as quick as possible. We're gonna help them with the dry out process. If it's requiring moving of items out of their home, we can do that. We can bring it back to our warehouse and store it for them. You know, there's any number of services that we can provide, you know, and our goal really is to take care of the customer. This is something that only happens to them, hopefully once in a lifetime, whereas we do this hundreds of times a month. So we are just out there wanting to make sure that the customer is satisfied, is put at ease, and that we get them back to the normal as quick as possible.
Yeah, because this is all obviously an awful emergency in their life. So when this happens, someone I would imagine is very, you know, emotional, very stressed. So when they call you and they're panicking, you're there to kind of reassure them and help them out, Michael?
Oh, certainly. You know, from the first time the phone rings and our coordinator, Alice, picks it up, the goal is to put them at ease, to make them understand that this is what we do. We are there to take care of them. And my priority as a business owner and what I convey to my employees is the customer comes first. We want to make sure that the customer not only is happy and satisfied, but that we go above and beyond, that we make sure they know all the details of what's happening. And we provide any insights that we can kind of for the next steps after we're done or in terms of dealing with insurance. You know, we deal with adjusters on a daily basis, whereas these homeowners typically do not. And so while we don't get to determine coverage, we can at least help explain what the process looks like, help guide them through it wherever possible.
And that's in the case of emergency, but if someone even has like mold in the house, that's not even like, you know, an emergency per se,
right?
But it's something disturbing. You can help out with that though, right?
Yes, we have a whole process where we come in and we'll do an inspection. We do those inspections for free. So if you have an issue at home and you need some help, give us a call. We will come in. We do an inspection, try to identify what's causing the problem, if there really is a problem worth kind of pursuing. And then we bring in a third party. Mold is tricky. It's kind of everywhere. Honestly, it's in the air. And so we like to bring in a third party. They'll do an air sample test. Sometimes they'll do a swab of a surface to see the type of mold that we're dealing with, how much, how high the levels are. They'll also do a test in an uninfected area and outside, just kind of get some baseline levels. And then they'll put together a protocol, which helps spell out exactly how to handle the issue. We will follow that protocol, complete the mitigation work, and then that third party comes back again and completes another test to verify that when we're leaving the site that we are in fact bringing that level of mold down to a acceptable level.
So when you said when this happens, they can call you, what's the best number to get in contact with you, Michael?
Yeah, so our office is manned all day long, and then we have an answering service. So if you call anytime, day or night, that answering service will connect you right to a technician or a manager that's on duty ready to help you out. So you can call us anytime, day or night, and the best number is 410-836-0382.
Want to say that one more time?
410-836-0382. 0382.
And that number is also on your website, servicemasterofbelair.com. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your website that way. And also on the website, they can just fill out a contact form that way, right?
They can. Yep, that'll come right to one of our main email addresses, and we will, contact information is provided. We'll be calling you back right away to see how we can service you.
And people can find out other tips about different stuff, how to take care of things on your website also, right?
Yes, we have a blog that kind of tells some stories about what's happened to other homeowners, other commercial properties, and you can definitely see that there's a lot of stuff to be learned and how to care for your home. You can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram, where we also post a lot of tips about how to care for your home, how to prevent accidents from happening, and when to be checking on something like a sump pump in case it's a very rainy day, to make sure that is still functioning properly and doesn't lead to a flooded basement.
If people just have a quick question or something, can they call you for that, or is it just for emergencies, Michael?
No, we'll take any questions you have. We work with a lot of insurance agents, and we get homeowners that, hey, we had a loss. We're not really sure if this warrants an insurance claim. Can you come out and take a look? And like I said, same thing with mold. We'll send out one of our managers to do an inspection free of charge, take a look, and see what needs to be taken care of.
All right. So what's the best number to call again?
The best number to call is 410-836-0382.
And again, that's directly on your website, servicemasterofbelair.com. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold, and we'll have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. All right. Well, Michael Newman, the owner of Service Master of Bel Air, I do want to thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and to all the listeners out there. Give us a call if ever you need us. We hope we don't hear from you. Obviously, that would be a bad day for you. But if you are in need, please give us a call.
All right, Michael. Thanks again for calling in to me. Have a great day. Thanks again.
Uh-huh.
And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Track coming up with the owner of Group Benefit Strategies, Glenn Arrington, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my second guest is the owner of Group Benefit Strategies. I have Glenn Arrington on the phone. Glenn, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Glenn, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right?
That is correct.
And about how long have you guys been with them?
I joined the chamber 16 years ago.
From what you've seen, would you recommend to a business that's listening or getting ready to open up for business to check out the benefits that come from joining that chamber?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been a great experience. I've been in it, like I said, 16 years, and the people there are great, fantastic, and it's a good group of people.
It's a nice way to network with people you might not normally meet with, right?
That is correct. That is correct. I even joined a couple different groups in the chamber as well. I'm part of the legislative committee. I help them with their insurance questions they have with legislative issues. And I'm also part of a networking group that meets on Friday mornings. Every Friday morning we meet. Now we're doing Zoom meetings. But what a great group of people. I think there's about 35 people in that group and probably about 15 in the government affairs group.
So it's definitely worth checking out. And if you do want more information, you can go directly to their website, which is simply harfordchamber.org. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to that actual website and their Facebook page. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is groupbenefitstrategies.net, right?
That's correct. And as a matter of fact, we are part of the cost savings program with the chamber. We implemented that a couple of years ago. It's basically an association plan where smaller sole proprietors can actually get a dental and a vision plan at lower costs as if they were part of an association plan. It is definitely a good product for sole proprietors that are not part of a group plan. And the good news is they can be part of the chamber. If they join the chamber, they can get these discounted rates and get a fabulous dental and vision product. So, and it's through Dominion Dental and Dominion Vision.
Wow. For those that might not have heard of, I was going to say Group Benefit Strategies, LLC. Can you kind of explain what that is, Glenn, besides offering just dental and health insurance?
Absolutely. So my company is based in Bel Air, the heart of Bel Air. Our company is Group Benefit Strategies, LLC. Was founded in October of 2004, so we've been in business for 16 years. We have four health and life insurance producers, including myself and an office manager that runs the day-to-day. So we provide basically health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability insurance, anything that an employer is looking for their employees. We also offer voluntary products that if the employer doesn't want to participate and contribute towards the premiums, we also can provide voluntary benefits as well. So we're a full one-stop shop for employers that are looking to provide a benefit structure to keep good and loyal employees. We also are certified through the Federal Exchange, so we can actually help people through the healthcare.gov site for Pennsylvania and Delaware. But also in Maryland, we are certified through the Maryland Health Connection or the Maryland Exchange that some people reference. So we can actually help them, the individuals that are not part of a group or a sole proprietor as well, with navigating through the different types of policies that are through the Maryland Health Connection. So we can help Harford County, Cecil County residents, as well as throughout the state of Maryland. We're licensed in Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. Plus, Group Benefit Strategies received the Harford County Chamber of Commerce Service Award for 2020, which is a very nice accomplishment. And that, therefore, people can trust us and our services.
So if someone's listening and they're thinking they want to switch their insurance or check you guys out, what's the best way to get started? They would give you a call?
Absolutely. They can give us a call at 410-420-2828, or they can actually call the 800 number. That 800 number is 866-808-4393. And if they would like to, they can check out our website, www.groupbenefitstrategies.net. If they want to shoot us an email, they can shoot us an email at info@groupbenefitstrategies.net as well. So any one of those three ways to reach out to us, we'd be happy to help them and provide them with guidance. We are also certified with the Affordable Care Act as well, so we can help them make sure that their companies are compliant. That's a big thing, is making sure they're compliant by offering employee benefits these days.
And again, that number is directly on your website, like you said, groupbenefitstrategies.net. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold, and we'll have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. Click on there, and that's how you can get access to your stuff for more information. And when people call with questions, do you offer like a free consultation, Glenn, if someone has a question about this? Because it can get kind of confusing, right?
Absolutely. Insurance is very confusing. And with all the different insurance carriers that are out there, which, you know, we're pointed with probably over 70 insurance companies out there, mainly in the health insurance, there's a handful. But with some of the products that are out there, some of the agents and brokers are not representing some of the other self-funded or partially self-funded products. So we do a deep dive, and we would look into their benefits they currently have. If they have a benefit structure, we would evaluate what they have. And if they have a good product, we'll step away and say, hey, great, you know, you guys are doing well. If they would like our services, then they could actually come to us and say, yes, we would like to continue with our services, but we see some added value services that you provide, which we offer a portal where our clients get notified of all the updated Affordable Care Act provisions, along with notices about COVID, HR, how to keep up with their human resources department, making sure that they're compliant with that. So we do a lot of different things. We're basically a one-stop shop consultant for them to provide all those types of benefits. And all of that is available through information about it on our website as well.
And how big a business does someone need to have to contact you to ensure their employees? Can it be a small mom and pop shop, or is it just big businesses?
Small mom and pop. If they're a sole proprietor, we can help them and provide them with an individual policy. If they have two full-time employees, 30 hours or more, then they are eligible for the Maryland Small Group 2 to 50 compliant plans that are available. They're Affordable Care Act certified plans. We also offer some products where they're partially self-funded, which is very unique. As a matter of fact, I've had a few clients of mine save thousands of dollars by considering those options. So we do, again, a deep dive. They don't have to be a big employer. They can be two employees, mom and pop. We also insure companies over 50 employees. 50 employees is considered what they call a large group once you get over 51 employees. Then there's other Affordable Care Act items they have to report to the IRS, which we have all those tools available. So we have companies, you know, small and large. Our book of business is in the realm of helping people from 2 to 50 or 51 plus employer groups. We can satisfy anybody's needs in that realm.
And what are you guys doing now during COVID-19? Are you guys open during normal? Can people stop by whenever? Or is it just by appointment? Or how should they go about that?
So we are an essential business. We've been following all the COVID protocol, making sure that we are compliant with that as well. We actually even have tools that the companies can look to make sure that they're staying compliant with COVID and the rules in the state of Maryland. And they could make an appointment. That is true. They also could call and do it over the phone. We actually provide Zoom. We have Zoom meetings with our clients or Zoom meetings with people that want to go through that as well. So we can accommodate them a number of ways. And with COVID right now, we're keeping our, like I said, our clients up to speed with what they should be doing. Some of the carriers out there were giving some reprieve for premium payment for 1 month. We kept them informed of what they need to do and how that works as well. So there's a lot of information out there, and we're certainly the ones that are the experts out there to try to make sure they know that they're doing everything right and according to the law.
And when are you normally open, Glenn?
So our hours of operation are from 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, so we can help them anytime during those hours of operation. And we do respond, you know, through email as well. If people reach out to us through email, we can actually get back to them as soon as possible.
And then if someone, I don't know, works during those hours, can you make accommodations to talk to them during different times?
We have. I mean, I as a business owner, I understand that in some cases, some folks can't get out to meet with us or talk to us during, let's say, maybe a Saturday. If they shoot me an email at info@groupbenefitstrategies.net, I can respond to them and maybe set something up when it's convenient. I've also helped some people that couldn't actually contact us during business hours as well and followed up. It just depends on the situation, but we're here to try to meet everybody's needs as best as we possibly can.
Great. So then what's the best number to call again, Glenn?
The number they can reach locally is 410-420-2828 or toll free 866-808-4393. We also have a fax number, believe it or not. So if anybody wanted to fax any information, we have that as well at 410-420-8488.
And again, all that information is directly on your website, groupbenefitstrategies.net. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff for more information. So, Glenn, I do want to thank you so much for calling in today. Get the word out about your business. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great. I have one other item I'd like to add. If somebody is navigating through the Maryland Health Connection, and when they first go on the site, they can actually, at the top of the toolbar, find assistance. And when they put in find assistance, they can put in my national producer number, which is 6818-348. My national producer number is 6818-348. And that will allow them to be assigned to me so I can help them through the Maryland Health Connection.
Oh, okay. Say that number again one more time.
6818-348.
All right. So they can type that in for more information that way. So great. So again, more information, give you guys a call or visit the website. And again, Glenn, thank you so much for calling in to get the word out about your business. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Justin. We appreciate it. And we look forward to helping citizens and residents in our area. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. Until next time, have a great day.